This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, February 7th. God's word for you today is redeeming time. Our scripture reading is taken from Ephesians 5, verse 15 to 17. And it says, "So be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. To be light forward is to make the most of every opportunity and time. The progress we make is because of the illumination that comes into our lives. A person who is light forward is one who is making the most of every opportunity and time. Opportunities will come and time will pass. You are light forward when you can see and make the most of every opportunity and time. We often act thoughtlessly. We do things without giving proper thought to our actions. We just act. Why did you do what you did? A lot of the time, a lot of people cannot explain the reasoning behind their actions. So we either act before we think or speak before we think. If you meet someone or you are someone who speaks before thinking, you will act before you think. So train yourself to act after you have thought through things. Make sure you do not speak until you have thought through. If you are having a conversation, maybe with your spouse, and you talk before you think, that is a big problem. God is saying in today's anchor scripture that we are not to act thoughtlessly, and I dare say or speak thoughtlessly. We are to understand what the Lord wants us to do. Ephesians 5 verse 15 to 17 says, "See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." When Paul says redeeming the time, the word he uses refers to getting something back through paying a ransom. So God is saying for you to make the most of your opportunities and your time. It is like buying back your time. You are redeeming the time. The way time is, you cannot manufacture or reproduce it. Time is the most important and greatest commodity we have because we cannot manufacture or duplicate it. But Paul is saying, you can redeem time through the wisdom of making the most of your opportunity and time. Redeeming time has nothing to do with buying back time, because you cannot buy back time. But the concept of making the most of your opportunities and time comes from redeeming your time as though you are buying time. One of the ways people deceive themselves is to time forward their clocks. Someone who is struggling with meeting appointments or showing up on time sets all the clocks in his or her house forward by 15 minutes fast. When it is 30 minutes to 6, he or she sees it as 5:45 and begins to hurry. You can deceive yourself, but at the back of your mind, you know what the time is. Folks have different approaches to redeeming time. The concept God puts before us today to make the most of our opportunity and time is the concept of buying it back, of redeeming it. Let us pray. Father, I open my heart to your light and truth. Equip me with the wisdom to make the most of every opportunity and time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.